And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 14th of October. Today is the birthday of Chloe Casarelli, born on this day in 1987, breaking onto the culinary scene as the first vegan chef to capture the top prize on Food Network's Cupcake Wars. Chef Chloe Casarelli has since been recognized for bringing vegan cuisine to the mainstream. As an award-winning chef and best-selling cookbook author, Chloe shares her bright, colorful vegan recipes using fresh, healthy ingredients. She has published 4 best-selling cookbooks: Chloe Flavor, Chloe's Kitchen, Chloe's Vegan Desserts, and Chloe's Vegan Italian Kitchen. The New York Times, Zagat, and Forbes have each recognized Chloe in their 30 Under 30 series. Chef Chloe's new all-day vegan cafe in Greenwich Village, New York City, at 185 Bleecker Street, has a menu which includes savory classics like soups, salads, and burgers, as well as sweet desserts like cookies, cupcakes, and cakes, all made from thoughtfully sourced plant-based ingredients. Chloe also offers cooking classes. From team bonding and getting into the holiday spirit, book Chef Chloe for a private in-person or virtual culinary experience and learn how to make dishes like sriracha tempa Alfredo, kale pesto pasta, butternut mac, and delicious desserts like raspberry shortbread bars and chocolate strawberry shortcake cupcakes. No prior experience necessary and all levels welcome. And on this day in 2011, the movie The Big Year was released. The Big Year is an American comedy film starring Steve Martin, Jack Black, and Owen Wilson, directed by David Frankel and written by Howard Franklin. The film was based on the 2004 nonfiction book, The Big Year, A Tale of Man, Nature, and Foul Obsession by Mark Omasek. The book follows 3 men on a quest for a big year, a competition among birders to see who can spot and identify the greatest number of bird species in North America in a calendar year. The 3 actual birders were Sandy Comito, Al Leventon, and Greg Miller, who were chasing Comito's prior record. The film uses the same premise with fictional characters. The movie portrays various incidents that take place during the Big Year event, while the trio competes with each other and many other birders to achieve the world record of sighting the highest number of birds. In birding, a big year is seeing or hearing as many different species of birds as possible in a calendar year. 3 men pursue the Birder of the Year title. Kenny Bostick, who's seen a record 732 in a past big year. Stu Pressler, newly retired, and Brad Harris, who narrates the story. Life gets in the way. Bostick's wife wants a baby. Stu's firm needs him for sensitive negotiations. And Brad, divorced and underemployed at 36, has an encouraging mom and a disapproving dad. They crisscross the continent, including a trip to Alaska's westernmost island, follow migration patterns, and head for storms that force birds to the ground. Brad and Stu become friends and help each other in the competition, and Brad is attracted to a fellow birder, Ellie. Meanwhile, the highly competitive Bostick resorts to dirty tricks to boost his own count while undermining the others. Who will win? At what cost? And with what rewards? And here's a poem for today by Alexander Posey, The Dew and the Bird. There is more glory in a drop of dew that shineth only for an hour than there is in the pomp of earth's great kings within the noonday of their power. There is more sweetness in a single strain that falleth from a wild bird's throat at random in the lonely forest depths than there is in all the songs that bards e'er wrote. Yet men, for I, remembering Caesar's name, forget the glory in the dew, and praising Homer's epic, let the lark's song fall unheeded from the blue. The Dew and the Bird by Alexander Posey. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to notice the glory in a drop of dew and the sweetness in the bird's song.